In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. More than 1,000 Coloradans died from a drug overdose in 2019, and public health officials worry the number could climb higher this year. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That number from the health department, 1,062, eclipsed the previous record from 2017. And the rate, nearly 18 overdose deaths per 100,000 people, is also an all-time high. Rob Valick, who heads a statewide prevention group, says a pair of drugs are now driving the trend.
The two drugs that are standing out as really increasing in the last year or two, especially, are fentanyl and meth. Meth seems to be making a comeback.
Valick worries COVID-19 could make things worse. Stress and anxiety may drive up use, and at a time when local agencies and treatment centers are struggling financially. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Five Colorado school districts will receive a total of $1.5 million from a Kaiser Permanente grant to bolster COVID-19 prevention plans. There's also a non-pandemic component to the grant. The school districts, which include Boulder Valley and Pueblo, will use the money to strengthen the mental health of employees and students. The money will be distributed over the next 3 years. We've got dry conditions all across the state today, especially high fire danger in the northern mountains and across much of the western slope. Around Denver, expect highs in the mid-90s. Same goes for Grand Junction, lower 90s in the Springs. This is CPR News.